Day is Saturday at Casinos USA. I think that's how it goes, right? Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA. Hey, this is Coach Fab for Casinos USA podcast, and we are presenting today episode 175 in the mid-March of 2026. And today's topic, the main topic, is I'm going to refer to it as the Holy Trinity of casino games. The three big ones, if a casino has table games, it's probably based on these three. Yeah, there are some exceptions. And there are casinos that don't have any table games. But if they have table games, they are going to have blackjack. No question, they're going to have blackjack. The second big one, of course, is the game of craps. And that's my favorite game. And I'll talk about why and give some tips on that. Craps was disappearing at one time, but it's coming back very strong. And I think part of it is these bubble craps machines or just a singular tower machine where you just have one player playing. Sometimes, you know, you have the seats bigger. You and your sweetie could sit there together and play. And you're not afraid to play that game because no one's criticizing you, etc. You know, the protocol of going to a table and putting money down and getting your chips and then playing and how do you make bets, etc. That's what people are afraid of. You know, the craps table looks very complicated. The game itself is very simple. And we'll review some of the basics of craps and tell you some ways you can play without losing a whole lot of money. I think if you play blackjack and craps, at some point you'll win, you know, because the house edge is often not that bad. You know, it's not as bad as you might think. And particularly if you become better at understanding the game. The third one, of course, is often considered the big hitter for the high limit, and that is baccarat. Mini baccarat is for people like you and me. They go to casinos with $50, $100, $300, $500, and that's it. We're going to the high limit baccarat room. We're going to play mini baccarat, which is basically the same game, except you don't touch the cards at all. You don't have that option. The dealer touches the cards, and you can bet banker, player, or tie. And of course, recently, now there's some side bets, you know, like perfect pairs, etc., you know, and then that could increase your money, can also increase your losses. You know? But anyway, we'll talk about that. And the Holy Trinity of table games, the casino trio, blackjack, craps, and baccarat. And I play all three. I play all three in casinos. I play all three in lines. I've played all three in stadium settings where there's many people playing just beside you. There's advantage, I think, to playing that way if you're not, if you haven't mastered basic strategy in blackjack, there's an advantage to play in those stadium settings, and I'll tell you why. Okay, so we're going to be right back and start the show. Janie's going to come in later with a surprise for you. And I'm going to call her surprise a little slot talk, right? Because that's what she really loves to play, and she's not going to deny it, you know? She plays table games at times, and she's played all three of the games I'm talking about, but she more or less always wants to play slots, and she'll give you a little slot talk, right? Just like I give you craps talk, she'll give you slots talk. Okay, we'll be right back and start the show after a short... My brother played the trumpet, and when you can go high like that on a trumpet without any distortion from your lips, that's impressive. Yeah, trumpet played perfectly. It's a nice instrument to listen to. Played poorly, and it's like being in hell, right? Okay, well, we're going to start with blackjack. And, you know, I told you, I have not mastered basic strategy. So my first tip would be I'm not going to sit at a table with other players who have mastered it. Because I don't want to be, you know, criticized for how I play. You know, if you like to play hunches and sometimes you don't give a damn about what basic strategy says, you're going to be, I don't know, what's the word? Not ostracized, but, you know, your people are going to be upset with you because they're going to think, probably incorrectly, that you should have taken a card. If you would have taken a card, they wouldn't have lost. Or you shouldn't have taken a card. And if you wouldn't have taken a card, that 10 or that face card would have been theirs. So, you know, you can't win. So that's why I'll play at a table by myself. I've also played stadium, which is live dealing. But, you know, I can do what I want to. So that's my tip. If you know basic strategy, you can play anywhere, right? And if I have somebody with me that plays basic strategy, I'll sometimes, you know, particularly my son, Jeff, I'll say, hey, Jeff, if you think I'm doing something really stupid, just tell me, you know? And if just he and I are at the table, we could have a lot of fun with that. Jeff has a peculiar thing that he does. When it's the last hand of the day for him, he bets, he does this every time, he bets one half of the money he has, whether he's been losing or winning. He takes that, if he's been winning, it's a bigger pot, but he takes that money and he puts one half of it on the next hand. That's the last hand of the day. And when he wins, he generally, you know, like, pays for dinner, right? That's what he does. I know he was taking his wife out to celebrate an anniversary one year, and he did that, and they won pretty big because he was way ahead anyway. And they really enjoyed the anniversary, you know, having the best meal they could get on casino money. That's how to do it, right? That's how to do it. Okay, I'm drawing from Mickey Mays. So you might say, well, if you don't know what the hell you're talking about, then why are you presenting tips on blackjack? Because I'm going to get tips from somebody who knows what they're talking about. All right, here we go. Tip number one. Mickey Mays says, always split aces. Always. You always split aces. And remember, there's more 10 points in that deck than any other numeration. And that, let's listen to this. So you have a certain number of 10s in that deck, and you have a certain number of face cards in that deck. Now, any other number doesn't have two styles to get it. You can get 10 points from a face card, if you think about it, and you can get 10 points from the number 10 card, right, in the four suits. So split aces, and you might definitely get a blackjack, right? Or you'll, if you draw just a 10, you know, you have 21. So why not? The hell with what the dealer has. Go for that every time. I think that's a great. So again, simply, it's irrelevant what the dealer has. Every time, I mean, he might have a 10 or whatever, I don't care, it doesn't matter. Every time you have aces, split them. I followed Mickey's advice, and I have started to win more in blackjack than I ever have. And I'm relieved that I don't have to think about what's the dealer have, what do I have, what do I do. That's why I love that tip. Split aces every time. Don't give a damn about what the dealer has. You want to get a 10, and you can pick up a blackjack. That's pretty sweet. Split aces every time. A little talking drum beat there. Gets you excited, right? Okay, we're going to move on to baccarat. How much do people win in baccarat? Here's Mickey Mays.
What's the most you've won in a baccarat session?
My biggest single win ever was $11,526,000. I used to fight with them to get me to bet $1 million.
What's your minimum?
My actual Las Vegas average bet is $243,000.
Well, you might bet like Mickey does, but you might bet with different amounts. That's the first thing I'll say to you. Baccarat is a game where you don't do anything mini baccarat, but just put your bet on the table. You don't touch the cards whatsoever. So it's a very simple game to play, guys. You just place it on banker, which is the red, or player, which is the blue. There is a slight commission on betting banker, because the rules of the game favor banker so little, but they still favor banker a little bit. You can also bet tie, which pays 8-1 in most establishments, where the banker's hand and the player's hand are tied. Let's say they both have 6. The baccarat goes to 9, and face cards don't count anything. The 10s are zeros as well. And so you just have the single digits and you try to get to 9. And there's a whole lot of suspense sometimes when the first card you get is maybe a 7 and you think, oh my God, you know what? Give me an ace and I'll take me to 8 and, you know, or a 2 and you have 9. But the next card could be a 6 and 6 and 7 and 13. So that takes you to 3. So that's how it works. And is there a way to play? I don't think so. People will tell you they can understand what's coming next. They don't. It's banker or player. Maybe a tie. If it's a tie, banker and player just pushes. So I'm telling you, it's just tension because you don't know what's going to happen. Really, you have no idea. Banker, player, and I'm going to put $2,000 on whatever. No. On a road trip to Vegas, one of my grandsons, we were at the Southland Casino in West Memphis, which is actually in the state of Arkansas, just over across the river from Tennessee. And we were there on a winter night, and he put $1,000 on player, and he won $1,000. That was it, just one bet. And that's what you might think about with baccarat. You know, at the end of your session, take $50, $100, whatever, and you just, it's pretty much 50-50. So banker, player, and that's how it works. And of course, you know, people will teach you ways to pursue, like martingale, ways to deal with streaks, etc. But there's no sure thing, believe me. There's no sure thing. But the casino edge is very slight. And that's why so many people with big money play baccarat. It's not baccarat. It's baccarat. 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 Well, that's the first thing. Just leave that rat out of there. Okay, you got it. Baccarat. Okay, so we're going to go to craps. 1, 2, 3, right? Craps it is. How do you play craps and stay in a game for a while without going broke, you know, in the first 15 minutes? Well, I wanted to give you something different today in craps. And you can't do these on tower machines or bubble craps machines. They won't let you bet the pass line and the don't pass line at the same time. So I want you to do that at a regular table. I don't care what the minimum is. Let's say the minimum is $15. So to play on a come-out roll, that's the first start of a new game. The puck is black. It hasn't been placed on a number yet. Of course, the numbers are 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10. The craps numbers are 2, 3, 12, and 7, 11. Winners on the pass line on the come-out roll and losers on the don't pass. Hey, winners on the don't pass on the come-out are 2, 3. And 12 is a push. So you're going to have $15 on pass line and $15 on the don't pass line. And because the 12 is a push, I always throw $2 on the 12. Hey, that's $60 win, right? And that will cover your pass line loss. The push will be the don't pass. You won't lose that. But you won't win anything for the 12. Only my $2 will win it. All right. Then when the point is established, say the puck goes to 5, you have a decision to make. You can play odds on the 5, or you can put odds on the don't pass, which means you're betting that a 7 will come before the 5. Mathematically, you have a slight edge because there's many more ways to make a 7 than a 5. You know, the game is strange because it reverses itself. If you're on a pass line, once the point is established, the 7-11 wins on the come-out roll, but after the point is established, the 7 loses. There you go. So you have a choice. Here's how I do it. If it's a 6 or 8, I play the pass line odds. If it's a 4, a 10, I always don't do that. I'll sometimes bet the hard ways as a hedge, but I'm going to win $15. So maybe I'm going to put, you know, $3 on the hard 10, something like that. You know, so if a hard 10 was rolled, I'd win anyway. I'd still be ahead. So you can see that very quickly. If it's a 5 or 9, it depends if the table's been hot or not. That's what I do. So I guarantee you that's going to keep you in the game a long time. And you're either going to lose a little bit of money or you're going to win some money. And of course, you can always switch to one or the other. If the table gets extremely cold, just go to the dark side. If the table gets hot, just play the pass line with bigger odds. There you go. So one more time to finish this, you start out with equal amounts of money on the pass line and the don't pass line. in this first roll of a new game, and I always throw an extra $2 on the 12. And then I put the odds bet on the 6 or 8 pass line, or 4 or 10, I put on the don't pass line. The 5 or 9 depends on how the table's been going. And you can call that whatever you want to, but I call it one way to make the math work for you, because you have the option of going with it mathematically, you know? And you can hedge those numbers with hard ways best if you choose to. That's how I play and start most games until I decide what I'm going to do. Sometimes I just stay with that. All right. And you won't have a problem at a regular table doing that. But if you try to do it on a Bubblecraft's machine or a Tower machine, it won't let you do it. So, hey, it must be good, huh? Okay, we're going to come back with Slot Talk with Janie.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane. I have a few topics today I'm going to bring up. One of them, which I have found enticing, is online slots. Now, I'm sure you've gotten some enticing brochures, folders, letters, or messages even on your phone.
Email,
yeah, about online gaming. And online slots is great. Coach and I have played it. We felt we've done better with online sometimes than we have in the casinos, as have a lot of our relatives. One of our cousins won $43,000 on a side bet. So we've had luck with them, yes. But I just wanted to tell you that currently online casino games, including slots, are legal in only 7 states. And that would be New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Delaware, Connecticut, West Virginia, and Rhode Island. Now, to play these, you have to visit each site and you have to enroll as a member, and you have to make a deposit to your newly created account. Once you've enrolled, you must be physically located within the state boundaries to make a bet. So you're very well protected.
I tried to play Pennsylvania online when I was in Maryland last week, and it said, you are not in the state. This cannot go on. This tells you to stop it. So you can't use it. I mean, there's a geo finder on there, and you have to accept it onto your phone. And then if you're in the wrong state, you just won't be able to play.
Right. Now there's about 3 states I know that have pending legislation. I'm not going to even bring them up because it may not go through. It may not pass. But there's at least 3 that are probably going to have it soon, but they don't yet. Well, Maryland is one of them. They've been talking about it for 2 years now, but hasn't happened. So also, on some of these enticements, it tells you about Amazon slots. Now, it is a social casino site, but not for money gambling. And it's free to play. You're given credits at the outset, but you have to purchase credits when those run out. And that's not legal.
So, this is a big, big scam, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be so careful. Ignore anything that you get. If you're not in one of those 7 states right now, you just can't do it. But anyway, back to the Amazon, it makes it sound as though Amazon, the retailer, has this casino, but they do not. They are not part of it at all. From what I understand, the Amazon slots are for Canada only, but they're not affiliated again with any with the Amazon company. So just make sure you're in one of the states where it's legal. And then you can go on with that and follow the rules, follow the instructions. It protects you and it protects the companies also. Okay, with that, I wanted to talk a little bit about Las Vegas. The Circus that most people that have been to Vegas are familiar with, they're going to make a stab at bringing back old Vegas vibes. They have just set up a brand new classic bingo in their casino. It's open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and the hours vary. So you'd have to check with them on that to see what it is. But it's just standard bingo, the regular bingo, right in the casino. They also have set up Slots of Fun Casino in front of Circus Circus. It's the only coin-operated casino on the Strip, which is reminiscent of Old Vegas, where they're advertising cheap beer and bites. So you might want to see that too. At least Circus Circus is taking a stab at it. I also wanted to bring up the Durango, which is in Southwest Las Vegas. They opened in 2023. We were there shortly after they opened. Very nice casino. And just since we've been there 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, they've already added 6,000 square feet of casino space and debuted over 100 of the latest new slot games. They have put in a new parking garage, which improved the convenience for guests and accessibility for just players. And Southwest Las Vegas is turning out to be one of the fastest growing areas in the Las Vegas area. So you might want to look into the Durango and to Circus Circus. And I also have a list of some of the voted best casinos for slots, different areas of the country. Okay, Atlantic City is the Ocean Casino Resort. Lake Tahoe, Bally's Lake Tahoe. Las Vegas downtown is the Downtown Grand.
I agree with like, that one. Yeah, oh, we like one big one money there, one big money yeah, there.
That's a great one. Las Vegas Local, South Point. We like that too.
Love South Point.
I mean, it's fun to go to. Las Vegas Strip is the Bellagio, surprisingly, but it's the Bellagio.
Big time winners there. Big time.
Yeah. In Laughlin, it's Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort. In Maryland, it's Live Casino, and we love it there, too. We've been there.
Little Bird told me that you actually called Circus Circus. Let me tell me, would you tell us how that phone call went?
Oh, they were very friendly there at Circus Circus and very happy to tell me all about the bingo games and the new bingo hall, they call it. And they're welcoming everybody to go there in those 3 days. Anyway, they're going to try to expand it, but for now, it's just those 3 days. Okay, back to the casinos with the slots, best slots. In New England, it's Foxwood Resort. In Ohio, it's in Cincinnati, the Queen City, Hard Rock Casino. In Pennsylvania, it's Live Philadelphia. We also have a Live Pittsburgh, which is not too bad either. In Reno, it's a Grand Sierra Resort and Casino. And in Southern Indiana, which is another big haunt of ours, is Bally's Evansville Casino and Hotel. On the other, but not too far, in the other part of Indiana. Well, it's still in Southern Indiana, but there's three casinos there. Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Belterra, and the Rising Star in Rising Sun. That's three. If you like to do multiple casinos, you know, maybe stay at one resort and go to the other two, that's a fun place to go. So I hope this helps everybody have a good trip and a good experience.
We are taking off in the first 2 weeks of April. We're going to be out and about. And if you're going to be in Vegas, you possibly could see us. And how would you recognize us? Look for the best looking old people you ever think. Now, and you're going to probably see us in Notre Dame attire, maybe some Raider attire. And all the casinos that we've talked about, you could see us there. We go there to have fun. We're recreational gamblers. We try to tell the truth. There's always a danger in gambling and losing too much money. So make sure you have a loss limit and make sure you quit when you're ahead. That's the biggest secret of all when you're gambling. Where is it? Almost Saturday every day?
Every day is Saturday.
At Casinos
USA.
Thanks for listening. See you next month. Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA.
Well, I've been told I have to hurry up. I only have a couple minutes, but I wanted to bring up some points of entertainment, which is also in casinos. That's a good reason to visit them. And in Las Vegas coming up, Barry Manilow has a lifetime residency at the Westgate. And also at the Westgate, they're going to celebrate Elvis Presley's 90th birthday with a year-long tribute.
Wow.
So if you go...
If he lived, his 90th birthday would be coming up.
Yeah, and so all year they're going to be celebrating it with all different features, all different celebrations and promotions. So if you want to, if you're going out there, you could check with the Westgate. Also, MGM Resorts has combined with Marriott, and they have changed the Delano to the W. So it's a W, it's a Marriott hotel. So now the Marriott customers that have Marriott Bonvoy memberships can stay there and earn points there and get rewards there.
Seems like it never stops in Vegas. You know, you think...
No, it never stops. Something's always happening.
If you have a picture of what it was like 3 years ago, it's not like that
now. No, it's not. No. And also, if you haven't been to the updated Strat, you might want to visit that. It used to be called the Stratosphere. It's now called the Strat. They have a... senior vice president, and his name's Skyler Dice, and his name is legitimate. He was always a Dice, but he says we have some of the best odds in Las Vegas, and including our signature crapless craps, originally invented here at the Strat. They have the single zero roulette and the 3-2 double deck blackjack. They have new restaurants, updated restaurants, lots of entertainment. So you might want to go to the Strat.
And one more thing about the Strat, they have the most exciting thrill rides on top of that thing that you can find anywhere in the world.
We've talked about them. They're worldwide. People come from all over the world to ride them. We've visited up on the top. I won't ride them.
Okay. Well, you know what time it is? It's time for us to do a little duet here. So I'll start it out by saying.
Oh, I wanted to say one thing.
Go ahead.
The Living Dead are coming back to the Sphere.
Oh, the Grateful Dead's new name, right?
Right. Well, no, it's not called the Living Dead. It's called Dead and Company.
Dead and Company, okay.
They're going to be at the Sphere again this year. So our son-in-law went to see them the first time they came and loved it. And also, my next point is the Sphere. You got to see it, at least from the outside.
Absolutely. Okay, so Casinos USA is still a place where...
Every day is Saturday.
Thanks for listening. See you in a couple weeks. Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA.